everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Ashley, and I'm your host filling in for Nathan today.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris, back from my grieving period. Yoongi left to the military. I don't even know how, oh my gosh, I lost track of how long ago, but I will say there was that whole week I wore nothing but black every single day of that week, warning him. And it was so funny because every friend was like making fun of my picture on Instagram where I'm just like holding on to the picture frame of him. And I'm like literally like sad slash sobbing. And so yeah, I was very, very sad, especially because it was so sudden. Like it was like, bam. He's leaving this week.
I know. It's always so sudden when they leave for the military. Mm-hmm. But at least he has Jin and J-Hope to keep him company. Is he just doing like, you know how idols, they just go and do like public service and they stand in front of like the building?
I think that's exactly what he is doing. Either public service or some type of social service. Apparently, I was seeing a lot of ARMY were posting how Jin took a leave from his duties or like mm-hmm. took a break to help Yoongi adjust to military life. And like they're pointing out that he did this for J-Hope too. So it's like, it's kind of cute to see how they're, if it's true, if this is factual, that Jin mm-hmm. is like helping them transition to military life. But yes, I'm very sad. I loved the video, his, what is it? It's not V Live anymore. His Weverse Live? What is it called now?
The Weverse? Yeah.
Yeah. When he exposed his tattoo in such a Yoongi way. He was like, why do you want to see the tattoo? Like it was the perfect, it was exactly Yoongi the way he revealed it. So yeah, I miss him. I love you, Yoongi, wherever you are.
Yeah, and we can't wait for his return in 2025. Thanks for that introduction, Chris. And now we have Gabe.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Gabe. And wow, time flies. It is already almost November, which means mm-hmm. I'm leaving for Seoul in literally 5 days. So if anyone wants to hang out, I'll be there the whole month. Just send me a DM or something. Recommendations for restaurants, attractions, whatever, also welcome. So itinerary is a blank slate.
I love that for you. Just a spontaneous king. So you don't have any plans?
Literally zero. I'm just gonna go there and be like, okay, what should I do today?
That is meant for memories. That is the ultimate memory making type of trip.
You need to go to a music show. Like I'm going to Korea next year and I need you to figure out how to get on a music show so you could tell me and then I could do it next year. You go to Inkigayo, go to Music Bank, go to anything. I don't care. Just figure it out.
So I looked into this a little bit and I think that it's really hard to get into Music Bank or Music Core or Inkigayo. The only one, like, it's for international people, it's easier to get into like the Show or Show Champion or M Countdown.
Yeah,
that's what I kind of saw.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think I looked at going to SBS MTV The Show like a month ago or so, and like it's booked up for like the next like 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's good information. So for anyone going to Korea 6 months plus from now, check out SBS. What is it? SBS The Show?
Yeah. Like you have to plan ahead if you want to really go.
Okay. That's good information because I'm going to look into it like next week for my trip in August next year. All right. Well, Gabe is still going to be recording with us while he's in Korea. So every week he's going to update us on what he did, what he ate at the convenience store, what idol he saw in the streets of Itaewon, you know, just the normal stuff.
Or at Seoul Airport. Maybe I'll just be hanging out at the airport. Like, casually
run into an idol while you're waiting for your flight or boarding while boarding your flight.
You'll probably see a bunch of outfits and Dispatch paparazzi. All right. Well, thanks for those intros. And we're back with another K-Bops episode. We've had a busy month, past 2 months, and going into winter and like nominee, like award season, the releases have been fire. So we're going to start with Gabe's recommendation.
All right, so this time around, I'm recommending a song off of IVE's latest EP. It was their second single released on October 6th, and it's titled Off the Record. So, Off the Record, as I mentioned, is the second single off of this latest EP titled I've Mine. And the first single was Either Way. And then they released Off the Record, which is this one. And then they released Batty, which is the title track of the EP. So, they did like two kind of pre-release singles before releasing the title track with the full mini album. And so this second single off the record is kind of a rhythmic, like slower pop song with a groovy beat and kind of a heavy bass guitar. That's what Wikipedia said. And the lyrics kind of tell the story of the way I see it, it's kind of like a pillow talk, like late night concept where they're like talking about like how they're curious about love and whatnot. So it's like a very kind of melancholy, still pretty dramatic, but not like the same kind of like bold, like it girl vibes that we're used to from IVE. It's more of like a introspective type of thing. So the song itself peaked at number 14 on the South Korean Digital Circle chart. And then I think in the days following this release, there was some chatter online. I couldn't really find it, but I think I saw it on Twitter where people were talking about how like IVE is like kind of flopping because they're not getting perfect all kills with these like first two singles. And like they weren't even in the top 10 with this one. So.
Everybody's saying that they're flopping. The pre-releases are supposed to be like, I mean, depending on who you are, the pre-releases could be bangers, but like, for example, EXO, they had like a big banger, and then they had Hear Me Out, which was like a vibey song. So it's not always going to be like a huge hit, these pre-releases, you know?
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking too. I was like, these pre-releases, like, I don't think they're meant to be, like, they're not meant to be huge bangers. Because if you have, like, two huge bangers and then you release the title track, then the title track is going to just get overshadowed or have to, like, compete with your other songs. So I think that's kind of what they were going for, is like, they wanted to have, like, a kind of a different concept for the first two pre-releases. And then the title track Batty is kind of like very much in the same vein as like I think Kitsch. For me, Batty and Kitsch are like very similar type of concept.
Yeah, I see a pattern with these pre-releases where like the first pre-release, because there's it seems as though the two pre-release thing is like a standard now. Everybody's doing it. And the first pre-release is like the banger, you know, coming out the gate, Taeyang and Jimin, like everyone's hyped for it. And then the second pre-release is like a different side of them. Kind of like how the B-side, do people still do B-sides after their title track?
I
Or is
think
it
they
just
still
like,
do.
okay,
I think
yeah, like,
so.
so typically how the B side is like they're like a different side of them, you know, not some like not something or t something that's different than the first release, and then they come back with a banger for the title track. So they like sandwich the bangers with like a vibey like something
A
off
vibey
like
song.
yeah.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
this so, but in this case, the first pre-release was also kind of like a slower vibey song as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, either way. So Either Way was like a slow, kind of like similar vein as Off the Record. So I think they just ended up doing like these first two pre-releases were both going to be like vibey songs, and then the title track was just going to be the banger. So that's kind of how they did it. I will say that the EP, when it dropped the first week of sales, they set a record for the group and sold 1.6 million copies in the first week.
So they're not flopping.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're definitely still kind of going. I mean, they're still like, on top of the charts, selling a ton of albums. And these are like 1.6 million in the first week, I feel like is like boy group
Yeah.
status album sales, right?
Right. Yeah. I thought the song was fitting for the season. Like I love the chill beats. I love the pillow talk concept, and it was like very obvious the lyrics matched the music video, because there were scenes where there's like a girl, I don't know what her name is, but she's like running around with a baseball cap. Everyone's looking like a little bit grungy. Like it's all in the nighttime. They're running around the streets wherever they are. And there's a girl in a baseball cap with like a long, it looks like a wedding veil. And there were moments in the music video where she would be like looking off into the distance, and in the shadow on the wall, it would be like a guy and her kissing, like a guy and a girl kissing, which I interpreted as like her like wanting that with whoever she was talking to, like wanting a relationship with, or like wanting something more with whoever she was talking to, and maybe getting married to this guy. I mean, like my note here was like, what is with the wedding veil, you know?
I feel like those kind of motifs are very like, when you're like, I can't speak this because I was never a high school girl, but you know how like there's some high school girls where like in the movies they like talk about dreaming about like growing up and getting married and
Oh,
all that thing.
right. Yeah.
I feel like that is kind of what they were trying to get at here. Like that
Yeah.
youthful, like yearning, like wanting to grow up and like find like love and whatever, and thinking about
Yeah.
that when they're like
Yeah.
15.
That's true. Like
Yeah.
thinking about your, not like future per se, but like thinking about like, yeah, I get what you're saying. The youth dreaming. Yeah.
What do you think of the song, Chris?
I really liked it. I guess I've been like more so listening to more of the R&B vibes, that it felt good to listen to a more K-pop poppy song. So it was very refreshing for me to listen to that again. And they're so pretty in the music video. Like again, I've been listening to like mostly K-R&B lately, that I was like, oh, like they're all so gorgeous.
Yeah, it was a good release. Definitely good for the colder weather in Seoul and in this us stateside. It's starting to get cold here in Phoenix
I
too.
know.
It's like 80 degrees, which to most is not cold, but it's like today I wore a jacket. So this song fit the vibe. All
I will
right.
say about the music video, and they so someone was saying, I think that like, or the comments were saying that like they went for like a no makeup concept. I'm like, that's not true. They of course they're still wearing makeup, but like
Yeah.
even when they're going for like a natural look, they still just look so good, and it's like they can't miss, you know?
They can't. They can't. What did you think of the song Batty? Did you like it, since you like kitsch?
I like so I still haven't really grown to like Batty that much. The chorus in Batty is kind of whatever for me, but I think the verses are pretty good. I'm more of like a, I like Ives kind of more like anthemic pop con like
Yeah.
songs. So like After Like was really good and I Am was really good for me. The Kitsch and the Batty kind of style of pop song is not really my thing. It's like bordering on noise pop almost, you know?
Right.
Ah, that's funny that you say that. On our last episode, or maybe it was 2 episodes ago, I can't remember. We had a poll on Spotify where we asked listeners if noise pop as a genre needs to go. And it for a while it was like 50-50. People still kind of like the noise pop genre, but now it's like 60-50. Six,
Ooh,
60
60
being,
40.
or 60-40, yeah, 60-40, 60 being it's gotta go. So
Ooh.
maybe the noise pop is still like
Maybe the noise pop
charting.
is the attention grabber for
Yeah. People
not
still like
as
it.
seasoned K-pop listener.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll probably hear more noise pop because people are still really into it, apparently. I
Honestly,
mean,
I love the noise pop.
you
I love it. I don't know. I think also because it doesn't take like it doesn't take much thinking into it. You can just enjoy it. So I think
Okay.
that's why.
All right. I can see that.
Okay, yeah, that's an opinion.
Thank you for that recommendation, Gabe. I'm going to move on to my recommendation, which is the second pre-release single from TXT's latest album, The Name Chapter Free Fall. And the song is Back for More, featuring Anita.
All I know is if you walk away, there'll be something. Baby, that's okay, cause I can't see you coming back for more. Coming back for more.
More was released on September 15th. This is, like I said, the second pre-release off their latest album, The Name Chapter Free Fall, which is the second album in their, I assume it's a trilogy. The first album, it had like Neverland concepts, and this new album is more like a growth period for them. As told by Subin, the album is about leaving this Neverland and facing the real world, growing pains of our generation, and blah blah blah. So the song Back for More is an all-English song, at least TXT's portion is English, and it features Anita, who is a Brazilian pop star, and she sings her verse in Spanish, which
Ooh.
this was the first time I had ever heard about Anita. Like, I had no idea anything about her, but apparently she's a big deal. They debuted this song at the 2023 VMAs that happened in September, and they had a live performance with Anita, and it was cool because, like, Anita also did choreography with them during her verse and during the chorus. So check that out. While they were at, so they performed at the VMAs because they were nominated for three categories. They were nominated for Best K-pop, Group of the Year, and Song of the Summer, all of which they didn't win. So it was interesting that they even performed because they didn't win, but whatever. The people who won at the VMAs were like Stray Kids with S Class, Best K-pop category, and then Group of the Year went to Blackpink, and then Song of the Summer went to Jungkook 7. So,
Oh,
yeah.
very interesting,
I
but also
know.
not, but also predictable.
That, yeah, that's true. I'm honestly surprised that there were a lot of, like, a lot, as in two K-pop performances at the VMAs, but I feel like there's still, that's a lot, you know? The other group that performed at the VMAs was Stray Kids with S Class. That's actually a really good performance. I would check that out. So going back to Back for More. So Back for More is like a disco like anthemic song. And what I like about it is that it has very obvious inspiration from Michael Jackson. And it's not like I'm a Michael Jackson stan or whatever, but it's like Michael Jackson's music is fun. You know, at the VMAs, they had like an intro into their performance, which gave like a little bit of Thriller. And in their music video, they like reference Michael Jackson a lot. Like in the music video, they are wearing black and white suits, a black sparkly suit, and a white t-shirt on the inside, which, if you know anything about Michael Jackson, like one of his most iconic outfits is a black sparkly suit and a white t-shirt on the inside, you know, with the hat. They do a lot of like ad libs that Michael Jackson used to do, like the or like the like the. Like, I don't know. That's just what they do. And then in choreography, they're doing a lot of like pointing. And then they do like Michael Jackson was known for doing like a hip thrust. Michael Jackson did it like a hip thrust
Kick.
on his tiptoes. Yeah, they did the hip thrust, the pointing. Yeah.
No
It was
moonwalk?
There was no moonwalk. I did look for it, but
Oh.
there was no moonwalk. I feel like that maybe was a missed opportunity, but yeah, no moonwalk. And yeah, I mean, this year, this is their second all English release. The first one that they did was in July with the Jonas Brothers,
Oh,
titled Do
yeah.
It Like That. Yeah, so that was actually the first pre-release off the album. This is the second pre-release, and then they just released the album at the beginning of October. So they've been like dripping content, you know, ever since the summer. And like in between these pre-releases, they also did a headline at Lollapalooza in August. So they're really coming up, you know, they're making a big push for the Western market with their collaborations with like Anitta, albeit she's like a Latin artist, but you know, still Western hemisphere, and the Jonas Brothers, which is also a bop. But yeah, I really enjoy it, and I listen to it maybe like once a day still. Because it comes up on my playlist all the time. What'd you guys think of the song?
So I have a confession. I accidentally watched the wrong video.
Oh, did you?
But I still very much see that theme of leaving Neverland because the video I ended up watching was Chasing That Feeling, which I guess was released 2 weeks ago. And it was very cinematic. Like Marvel superhero, they're the hero cinematic type of stuff. So it does feel like that very grown up vibe than what they used to have.
Yeah, so that's the whole concept of this album, where they were like living this beautiful but irresponsible Neverland. You know, they were just like off in their dream world, and now they're just getting like landing in the real world, reality is hitting them. They're in the middle of the city, like chaos is all around them, and chasing that feeling. And like, yeah, it was giving New York Avengers.
Yeah, definitely. That was exactly the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's their whole concept, you know, growing up, leaving Neverland, facing growing pains of youth. Yeah.
Watched the so I did watch the music video. I was surprised because I was like, this is kind of a not like it's a very Western style music video with the like it's just them dancing in like different sets, which I feel like is not something you see in like
Yeah.
K-pop.
Not a
And
lot of
then
CG.
yeah, I didn't even and then I didn't even realize that they were singing in only English either until you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're
Fully,
really
fully
going for that
English.
Western market.
Do you think that they're trying to fill the hole that BTS left for the Western market?
You know, probably.
I
Like,
wonder.
they J-Hope headlined at
Lava.
Lollapalooza 2 years ago, and now TXT is headlining the third day. They just went on tour and it was huge. So I think Western markets, like at least the United States, definitely has more of an appetite for K-pop now that BTS is gone. I mean, they're not fully gone.
Yeah,
Jungkook is still doing stuff, you know, and he's releasing all English releases. So there's like,
that's true.
yeah, there's definitely a lot of interest in them. Thank you for those comments. Let's move on to our last recommendation by Chris.
Yes, so. My rec for today is a comeback from an artist in her new label. So we're so excited because this is her first single with her brand new label. And so my rec for this episode is going to be Gum by Jessie.
Now make it clap. So now she box your neck.
If for those who might not know, Jessie's contract with P Nation officially expired in June. And on July 6th, she announced that she was, or actually, P Nation announced that she was leaving P Nation. And then about this 8 months later in April, I'm doing my math totally wrong. In April 2023, she then announced that she signed on with Jay Park's label, More Vision. And so this is her first release with Jay Park. And I love it because I feel like it's still her, like it's still her vibe, it's still her style, but it's more genuine. You know, like she's not held back. Like she can go into her antics because, you know, because I don't know how to explain, you know, like I feel like if she was with P Nation, she would be kind of like what's not regulated, but like more PG, real PG rated, like PG 14 or what's it, PG 13.
Okay, yeah.
And I feel like this music video is rated R for sure. If you guys guess what I'm saying, if you guys understand what I'm saying.
That's so funny that you say she can continue with her antics, because that when I watched this mi music video, I was like, ooh, this girl's getting it.
Yeah, it's and it just feels it almost feels like she is more freed, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very much this is I feel like this video she's just herself completely down to her dance moves. Her outfits, if you notice, it's kind of well. Her outfits are for sure getting more revealing, but it's funny because when she does promote in Korea, I think she did a show with one of the comedians. He wears the glasses, I forgot his name, but like, you know, she's more covered up, more professional. But like when she is on her Instagram, she's totally like bared out, you know, she's more not more skin revealing in her
Yeah.
posts. So I'm just excited. It's a bop. It's fun to listen to, but I more so wanted to rec this because I feel like this is a very genuine Jessie that we're about to get. And the fact that she's with Jay Park, I feel like it's a very good partnership because it also fits his vibe as an artist. I love the dance challenge. It's hilarious. Her comment where it was like, people, please watch my music video, like instead of this
Yeah.
video, like when she's trying
Yeah.
to give the tutorial.
I wonder what that was. Like, was she on, does she still host her own variety talk show, whatever it is?
I think she still does that because it looked like she was holding on to the cards as if she was still hosting. So I think she
Okay.
does still host some type of thing.
Yeah.
I haven't really kept up with it since the Eric Nam one.
Yeah, so for the listeners on Jessie's Instagram, she posted like a tutorial of how to do the gum challenge. And the gum challenge is just like, it's just a booty pop, you know, like it's a body roll and a booty pop. But she was like, she loved that she was wearing a pencil skirt and she was like standing sideways so you can see like her full silhouette. And she was like, guys, it's in the legs. Like it's not in the ass, it's in the legs. And she's like, gum, 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 gum,
Gum.
gum.
You're like trying to teach everyone.
It was so funny. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, like she's really getting it in this tutorial. And then the comment pops up where it's like Chris said, guys, stop watching this video and watch my actual music video, you know, link in the bio.
It's so
That's
funny. And it's
how I found out
pinned
about this
too.
song. Yeah, that's how I found out about this song, because
Yeah.
that video got recommended to me, and then that's how I found out she had a release.
So it's also very funny to watch her challenges with Jay Park, and like her caption is like, when the men booty pop better than you. And he has that dance move down. It's really funny. And then she also did it. She did it with the comedians that she was on a variety show for. And then she did it with TXT, Yeonjun and Subin. And it's funny because she put on there like the Watermelon Squad, because when they were on her variety show, they played this game where they kind of had a, it was kind of like charades. And the word was watermelon. And so it's funny because like Subin and Yeonjun were so embarrassed, but they kept doing this. And like Jessie took it as like her boobs. And she's like, what? And so like it's a hilarious clip. You guys would just have to Google Jessie TXT watermelon, and the clip should definitely pop up. And so that's her caption when she did the dance challenge with them, like the watermelon squad, and it's them doing
That's
the
cute.
gum challenge.
That's
So
cute.
it's very good. I'm very happy for her. Yeah, like I keep saying, it seems like she's more genuine in this, even if it's just that notch up, because I feel like she always was, but now she kind of has no limits.
Exactly. Gabe, did you have any comments about this song?
I mean, it was fine. I don't know. I'm not a huge like Jessie fan to begin with, but I
You
can
didn't like Zoom?
appreciate. Zoom was fun. I just don't really I just the her rapping, well, I don't really like rapping in general, so let's start with that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're like already, so yeah, but I thought it was fun, the dance and the dance challenge thing. It's not, I will say it's not the most like accessible dance challenge for most people, because I feel like it's very hard. And it's not hard because it's like complicated choreo. It's just hard because it's a hard thing. Like it's just hard to do.
Yeah.
You need a strong core for it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems as though this dance challenge and the song generally is not popping off as much as Zoom did.
It was also released, I didn't realize it was released 2 days ago. So maybe not enough time has passed,
Oh.
because I came across it same as you, because her her tutorial came on first, and then also that's when I realized she had a new release.
Okay.
So
Okay, so maybe it will still pop off. I mean, it wasn't like instant bop for me, but I don't know. Like, K-pop is getting a little bit more explicit, so maybe a lot of people will eventually do this when she makes the rounds on the music shows or whatever.
honestly, that's a really good point too, though, because like I said, she's not as held back. So how would this affect her charting type of stuff? You know, like how would this affect the
Interesting.
performance of the song?
Yeah, I'm also excited to see her future collaborations with Jay Park and like all of the people over there at AOMG and like whoever else is at his label. There's a lot. I mean, she's collaborated with some R&B artists before, but like now that she's with Jay Park, like it could probably be like a flood of collaborations going forward. And isn't she also signed with Hwasa now? Or is Hwasa, no, Hwasa's with P Nation now.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Hwasa's with
never
P
mind.
Nation now.
That would have
Oh, I
been.
forgot about that. The whole when she signed on stage with Psy.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that
Yeah.
stint. But yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Good recommendation. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to this K-pop's episode. If you want to talk to us on Instagram, our handle is idol at idol talk pod. Feel free to rate, review, and subscribe to us on all major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you have any feedback or content requests, email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com or leave us a voice memo on Spotify. Like, that's a new feature. Maybe we can feature your request or your comment or whatever in a future episode. In a new listener, we have a new listener segment. It's called Banchan Banter, and maybe your voice memo will be featured there. If you want to check out more of about us and our content directory, visit us at idletalkpod.ubu.ai, where we have playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, information about us, blah blah blah. And everything I just said can be found in the description of this episode. All right, until next time, Gabe, we should start a segment on future episodes where you update us on your Korea antics. You know, we want to know what you ate at the convenience store and the idol you saw at the
Yes.
airport.
I know. I'm so excited to do the ice cup thing.
Yeah, the you gotta get the what is it? It's like a blue drink. You gotta get the blue drink.
I had a friend who she just got back from Korea and she just posted a video about that. Oh my gosh, what is it? I'll look into it. It's like it's
Yeah.
something with Chilsung cider, so
Yeah,
I'll
there's
look
a
into
lot that you gotta eat at the convenience store and give reviews on, Gabe.
it. Okay, yes. We'll have the next time I am on the podcast, it'll be from Seoul. So we'll have plenty of time to cover
All
that.
right. Thank you everyone for listening. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.